Barry for the toe-tapping music. Keeps us all energized for the whole morning. So welcome back to the last segment of the 9 o'clock hour. We do have a whole another hour with some really good information for you if you're thinking about, should I stay in my home or should I buy a new one? Lots to think about. So we'll have a good conversation. But you know what, Rosie? We haven't even covered our blog today, which is on plumber. We're doing a series on the different contractors. We've done the day in the life of the HVAC guys, a day in the life of the electricians, and today we want to talk about a day in the life of the plumbers because they are essential, especially during the holidays. You do not want bad plumbing during the holidays.
You know, one of the reasons that motivated us to do this series on a day in the life of all of these technicians was really, hopefully, if you've got someone in your family that's looking at changing careers, which has kind of been shuffling around a lot the last year, year and a half, or a young person in your life that is looking for something to do, we'd like everyone to consider a career in the trades. It's going to be an incredibly good way to make a very comfortable living. And so we've highlighted the electrician, we've highlighted the air conditioning contractor, and today we're highlighting the plumber a little bit. And the great thing about a plumber is once you learn it, you're always going to have work. Always.
No doubt.
Especially as we talked about the age of the housing stock in Arizona is getting of the age where many of these plumbing lines and plumbing systems, both the supply and the waste, are going to be in need of reconditioning or replacement. Not to mention, even systems that are in good working order need to be maintained. I have a friend named Scott, and he's a pretty handyman. Tackles quite a bit himself. And I thought it was hilarious when he shared with me how he tackles his plumbing do-it-your-prayer. He goes to the Ace Hardware store, and he doesn't take the hand basket. He takes the big push cart.
I think I know where this is going.
And you just go down the plumbing aisle and you sweep everything you think you might need into this cart. Whether you know, even if you think you might need it, you throw it in the cart. So you're going to go home with about 5 bags of plumbing parts. But at least that way, you've cut the trip down to 2 trips.
As opposed to your 5?
yeah, as opposed to 5, because you think you figured out exactly what that hose is. You know, is that 7/16, or is it a quarter, or is it 3/8? Is it a brass nut? Is it a plastic nut? Is it a cone washer? Is it a flat washer? So Scott goes to the hardware store and just loads the basket, takes it all home, spreads it out, gets his plumbing job done, saves his receipt, and then goes back and he parts through it. He says, well, I might want that for inventory in my own garage, and I might want that for inventory in my own garage. Then he returns it all. And when it comes to plumbing repairs, that makes so much sense.
Well, you have found out a new trick as well. Call William.
Yeah,
we
call
have a
my son.
Son who's a master plumber, and Rosie will get stuck. And actually, you now call him before you even get stuck. You just go ahead and save yourself one of those trips.
Yeah, I was actually fixing a dilemma in my kitchen sink. Our little Delta faucet gets stiff to turn. Well, taking those apart and lubricating them is actually very easy. And so I put it all back together, and it was working fine, with one exception. The little lever to turn the water on and off would spin 360 degrees. Oops. And I thought, well, how did I miss lining up those 2 little feet at the cartridge? They line up and they land in there. So I looked at it. I crawled under. I crawled on top. I thought,
thankfully, I wasn't home.
I was very, very. I maintained
unbelievable
composure. Unbelievable.
I'll ask the dogs
when it comes to plumbing. never forget to retighten the set screw.
Okay.
It took my plumbing son in Portland on the phone. I said, what did I do wrong? He says, well, you didn't get the cartridge anchored with those 2 little feet that sit back in there. I said, no, I'm positive I did. And so we talked for about 5 minutes. He said, "Dad, did you take the Allen wrench and retighten it?" That's good. So that's the way plumbing works at our house. You know, we talk about the needs of what a plumber should consider in pursuing a career. One, it is a service, a tradesperson that is going to be needed forever. And one of the top lists, one of the top priorities, the qualifications on the list, is flexibility. And, you know, you don't need to be flexible. You need to be a contortionist. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes.
It was 1984. I was remodeling a home in North Central Phoenix for an attorney and his wife. And we were trimming out. And it was the boys' bathroom down the hall. And this guy, this plumber, Bob, it was Big Bob. Big Bob, the plumber. He says, "Rosie, let me just show you how to use this basin wrench and how we anchor these valves. So it'll make it easier for you next time to know how to leave the cutouts for the subtop and leave me room to anchor." He says, "Why don't you get under there and tighten this faucet?"
Oh, you have to be a Tom Sawyer.
So of course, sure, I can do that. No problem. Man, I was under that sink for, I know, 40 minutes before I finally tapped out. And I said, "I'm sorry, Bob, I can't do it." He says, "I know. Neither, I won't be able to either, because you put it in there wrong." But I wanted you to fight it for a half hour so you could see the next time. So I learned that lesson back in 1984, that when you're assembling your remodeling project, always think about that next trade coming. So thank you to Bob the plumber that taught me that lesson in 1984. Plumbing is a great way to make a great living.